The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Pending home sales fall for the third straight month, while the 10-year Treasury yield touches 4% for the first time in over a decade. We're joined by Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist with Spartan Capital Securities based in New York. Peter, thanks for joining us today. Before we talk about the housing market, let's talk about the 10-year yield, which hit 4% for the first time since 2008, 14 years ago. Now, I remember the beginning of the great financial crisis, and I'm sure you do too. And there was that sense that everything was melting down all at once in September of 2008. I don't have that same feeling today. So why are investors very pessimistic when they escape to the bond market?
Well, obviously, because, you know, the Fed has embarked on a very restringent monetary policy. And so the bond market actually fell apart. If you look back just about a year and a half ago where yields were, and now look what they are now. The 10-year was just about at a half a point. Now they touched the 4% in overnight trading. And so, you know, it's all about the Fed and its fight against inflation. But I'd also want to point out that it's true that we topped 4% in the 10-year in overnight trading, but right now we're back down at 374. Yields are coming down rather sharply. Now, I suspect that it might be in sympathy with what the Bank of England did today, announcing that they would buy long-term bonds to stabilize the markets. In fact, I believe that they executed about $1 billion so far. So that is £1 billion. And so that could be one of the reasons why. But also, you know, pending home sales fell. And it's no secret that the housing market certainly is in recession, and that one of the pillars, if not the pillars of the economy, certainly is in dire straits due to the higher cost factor.
When it comes to assessing the risks to the housing market, obviously you start with substantially higher mortgage rates, you know, in the fives and the sixes compared to just a couple of years ago when it was in the twos and threes. But is it also a function of you're simply running out of houses to buy and sell?
That's part of it. That's part of it. But, you know, with the cost of money skyrocketing compared to where we were a year and a half ago. Obviously, there's a problem with the mortgages. Remember, a lot of people bought balloon type mortgages when interest rates were very low. When you could have got a conventional loan at about maybe 2.75%, 3.25%. And so the problem now is, when these loans, when these mortgages come due, obviously they have to make big payments, and that could be a scary factor for the market.
Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist with Spartan Capital Securities, based in New York.